achieving something. It's so trivial. I can't stand any place I ever hear of now other than my neighborhood and where I live. I mean, everything else, like, it's so painful. It's so fucking stupid. And I actually am in an ivory tower feeling, at the top of the mountain, and everything else is levels of hell that people have to live, you know. But tomorrow's March 18th, the 6th anniversary of ION's, quote, birth, unquote. So we're going to have a special show tomorrow on Ginny. I'm hoping to get Bert, Bart, Chad, Allison, Sasha, all the heavies that can, and maybe even Brian, if he can come, and maybe some other people I haven't mentioned. We'll all get on and discuss the meaning of Iondom 6 years into it. You know, is it 6 years? We don't know how long it's been, but it's significant. What, Carol?
Laughing.
Oh, okay. So that's happening tomorrow on Ginny's show, and it might be extended. If it's good, we'll go 3 hours, so you might want to engage that. Okay, back to Kate. Was it Kate or Leon was saying something?
No, back to Leon. He's been waiting so patiently.
Yeah, I really didn't have much to add on to it. But let's see. Art. Really about Marshall McLuhan, is that supposedly he's able to see the future by looking at the past. Is that correct?
Yes, the Evergreens once said that Marshall was the best futurist because he used the past to describe the future. And that's a great statement by the Evergreens. That's very wise. I don't think anybody had ever said that before. McLuhan noticed the resonance of different pasts with our present, like Renaissance England, Chinese culture, Greek culture at its peak, Athens, all these great moments. They had a balance of media. And this is leading right into what I'm going to read out loud this week. They had a balance of media, like we did in the 60s, that creates a great outburst of creativity. It's also has a harmony in it. So he used previous times of harmony, media harmony, to show how we actually had a media harmony in the 60s. Newer technologies, the Android meme phase, was going to disrupt everything, but for a while there, we were resonant. So you'll see in his books, he goes back and talks about medieval cultures, Aboriginal cultures, Chinese cultures, Greek cultures, not the empire cultures, the Assyrian, Sumerian, British empires, these stupid empires that were mistakes of extended time and space factors. So he said the dynamics of our time were resonating with the dynamics of the past, of balanced times in the past. So that's one part of how he used the past to show the future. And also, he would look at what was retrieved, something from the past that was long forgotten according to the bias of our present culture, and then newer technologies came in and made you retrieve and notice things that had been forgotten. That would be, so he's explaining that in 10 years, some retrievals will show up, and I'm explaining, he would say, why those particular types would show up.
Now, can that, like, be almost, like, close to art itself, like artists that retrieve or, like, they look at the rearview mirror when they create?
Well,
and does it help, like, sometimes as a prediction of the future? For certain artists, I can say, oh,
no,
wait, for
okay,
certain artists.
Too many words. Let's start over again.
Sorry.
You're saying, is Marshall art?
No, art itself, like artists. Some artists, can they actually have like this, when they create their art, is it some, as they look in the past or like kind of retrieve from the past, is it almost predicting the future?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always, McLuhan called it the cliche to archetype process. He said that Joyce, he says in the Playboy interview that James Joyce and the Vortices, they discovered the identity of the creative process. And McLuhan called that the cliché to archetype process. So all creativity is retrieving something from the past and then making it, reshaping it into a new surprising factor. So he used to cite W.B. Yeats' poem, The Circus Animal's Desertion, where Yeats describes that he'd run his course as an artist, he thought at the time of writing the poem, and that he was now looking for what could he use for inspiration. And he describes in the poem that it's the rag and bone shop of the heart, the refuse, the whore at the cashier outlet. He was taking cliche things around his environments, like cast-off garbage, and saying, that is where my new archetypes, my new creativities will come from. And so McLuhan cited that poem as an example of Yeats showing the identity of the creative process. So in shorthand, it's the retrieving cliches to make new archetypes, or retrieving old archetypes to make new cliches. So this interplay between the cliche and the archetype, remember he said James Joyce created a universe out of two words. So creativity takes two words and makes a world. So you make, instead of naming particular words, you say that this more general statement is, you take a cliche and bash it up against an archetype, two things. So artists did that, always did that. But the new technologies came in, and they molded the population with a new sensory bias that required a balancing sensory input. So as you got more visually biased in the printing press era of, say, the 1700s, they needed a heavy dose of ear candy. They need to hype up the ear because there's too much eyeball activity going on. So that brought in opera, right? Screaming, bellowing opera. Yeah. And then the big orchestral classical music guys. The printing press created great art. It evoked a balancing great art, opera and classical music. You know, Mozart, Beethoven, those guys. That was a response to the extended eyeball of the newspaper and printing press materials of that era. So art was always a balancing mechanism. It's just that traditional art activities are not balancing in the long run anymore. Other media environments, bigger media environments, are what does the balancing. And then once you get into this liquid flow in the Android meme, then anything for 3 minutes becomes the archetype, the creative archetype. So let's say a new song by Taylor Swift. It becomes popular. They just said that never happened before. When Madonna, whenever she entered the market with some new product, she always was number one immediately. And that's been the case since 1998. She always entered the market with some new product or artifact and went to number one immediately. She did not do that this time. Whatever she offered got beat by the soundtrack to this stupid new TV show called Empire. Empire is number one. And they have to measure the number oneness by counting up digital downloads. They got to monitor the whole chip body. It's not just purchasing the thing. It's downloading aspects, very complex. So anyways, the Empire, which show I watch, It's painful, but I sort of... You know what it is? You know what art is today? You know, art is watching Bob watch his fucking crap. That's art, and what Bob says to him. That's what art is. Bob's response is art. So they are not art. They are crass bullshit. But what I come up with is what's interesting. It's like an instant poem. OJ's right that we are poets here, but we're also science, and we're also sculptures, and we're every art. It's the new song. Okay, so you were asking, so now state your question again in light of that, and we'll see what Bob's response will be after that. So restate the issue about art.
Well, I mean, I had to think about it because I feel like you explained it quite thoroughly, but... This even bounced off of television shows. In their way of expressing art, do they usually, like, are they able to capture those, like, the eyeball?
No, you say they and he. Don't say they. I don't know what you're referring to. Say fucking nouns, proper nouns.
Let's see. Well, say, for example, like, shows. Like, I feel... They kind of do express the eyeball and ear effect, and then now they're branching out not only to, like, soundtracks, but do they have, like, a...
That's the ear. They didn't branch out. You said ear and eye. Soundtrack is ear. You already said it.
Okay, but they still give you visual...
Modern communication is tactile. It involves all the senses. A video involves all the senses. You know, art today is at least tactile. Vladimir.
Well, no, I'm just trying to think.
Now try your question again. State your question or statement again after you've got this correction.
Well, okay, then, so pretty much art itself, like, does it actually
Are you here, Eben? Are you the second anonymous, Eben? There's two anonymouses. I mean, one's Kate, and who's the other one? Okay, go ahead. What are you saying, Leon?
Well, okay, so then therefore art itself, it can reflect this, or can't say predict the future, but...
There's no future in this situation.
Yeah.
You know what it does?
For the present.
It predicts itself. If it becomes popular, then it moves the economy. So the only future is what becomes successful and makes money move, or at least the virtual money claiming there's wealth created. Because it's attention. When people download Madonna or Empire, they're paying attention to it, and that makes wealth. Or they measure that as, wow, that guy should be paid because so many people's paying attention to him. And then so you are the only success. The successful wealth creator is the only art. And that's the future for a short while because that'll be superseded by something else. And there's all kinds of wealth going on. You know, you can have Super Bowls and every kind of media activity, a new million-dollar movie, you know, billion-dollar movie or whatever. These are all wealth generation statistically. And it's an ongoing cacophony of success and then failure because they're always superseded. Failure in the sense that they don't have any staying power.
Yeah, but it is great wealth for that moment.
How many fucking great movies you've watched in your life? You must have watched 1,000 great movies, and you don't remember 99% of them unless someone brings them up.
Yeah.
I know what you were going to say. You were going to say, like, the future of the future is the present, because if you develop techniques for looking at the present, you can easily predict the future.
Yeah, so right now, Empire... is the present, and it's the future becoming the present because it's got attention because so many people digitally clicked on it.
Well, you know how McLuhan said when you watch TV, you're, like, isolating the ear. Does watching your videos also isolate, like, the ear and heighten the other senses?
Well, he said he was quoting Tony Schwartz's book, The Responsive Chord, which we had them talking about it on Payday the other night, the phone call in 1973, where, when's it coming out, Tony? Well, September, and then it turned out to be October. And in that book, Tony uniquely pointed out, technically, that when you watch TV, you're using the eye as an ear. But it's better to say it's synesthesia, or the interplay of all the senses when you're watching TV. It's just that Marshall found someone else who said a reasonably intelligent thing that he could use, rather than just relying on his repeat statements about tactility and synesthesia. But, you know, then you have the flow of digital YouTubing or MTV or whatever the hell was going on, that people watched videos of music over the last 30 years. That is the wealth. That is tactility, or tactility extended, I'm not sure. I am sure, but I don't know if you'd be sure if I said it. So we'll just keep it simple. See, what is your question? You're asking that's 40 years ago where Marshall said TV was the eye as ear. What you got now is tactility squared. It's the Android meme. It's not even talking to you. You just drop in and see. Your nervous dangling gangly drops in to experience what the Android meme is communicating among itself.
Now, when you do watch TV, are you actually, is it the TV doing all the work for you, and you just kind of like are in this sleep realm?
No, when you're watching TV, you can't watch TV in the sense that I knew in the 50s, 60s, 70s, because it's all floating within the Android meme in the digital stream, so you can watch TV on your cell phone. So you're watching cell phone with TV as its content.
Right? Okay, yeah.
The Ellen Show or something, or YouTube's. So the content, TV is only content. It's not the formation of reality. The formation of reality is the Android meme. And even that has stopped. You had that for 25 years. You know, basically look at the Reagan era as the beginning of the Android meme. And that's when everybody starts getting depressed. They're
so
not making millions as a Coke dealer.
Did humans create the Android meme, or was the Android meme already created and we just took credit for it, thinking we created it?
No. The Android meme is an extension of us, but it dropped. It's an extension of us, and what is us? Us and our bodies and the media we extended. Once the media environments were all extended by the 60s, which were extensions of our senses, so once they've all been extended, including the planet, then those media extensions took on a life of their own and started extending themselves. So the Android meme is not an extension of us on the surface level, but I just explained how it comes from us. But it said, fuck you, we don't need to extend your senses. We're going to extend our own media extensions, which you provided for us, but we're going to do it on our own now. That's the Android meme phase.
Okay, and does the Android meme...
We don't give a fuck. It's like Ion. We don't give a fuck whether you fucking get it or not. It's going to happen with or without you.
So whether we know, are conscious of it or not, does the Android meme affect our autonomic nervous system? Whether we know what that is or not, like, does it affect us?
No. I couldn't concentrate on what you were saying. Try again.
Okay, so...
When I say try again, basically say the same words again, but do it again.
Whether we're conscious of it or unconscious of it, of the Android meme, does it affect our... Does the Android meme affect our autonomic nervous system, whether we are conscious of it or not? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it probably does. I think the environments affect us whether we know it or not. I mean, that's why everybody got depressed. They knew, and they all had to go on drugs, and now it's common. What meds are you on? The medication of the whole population is a way of responding or getting a sense of making sense to a revved-up autonomic system because the autonomic system got extended via the Android meme. Yeah, I think people are affected by it. And just a little clarity from me, and then he realized, I'm being affected by it, but that's because I think it's talking to me. Once you realize it's not talking to you, and then maybe you would stop it affecting you, because you only are affected because you think you exist in relation to the Android meme. But if you understand it doesn't exist in relation to you, then you wouldn't be affected by it, maybe. Listen, I'm going to...
Can you repeat that again, Bob?
Okay, here's Eben. Yeah, I'll repeat it again. But let's... Eben, very good to have you. I'm glad you made it. I was just going to call you, Eben. You were almost late, but you're here.
Yes, I went and listened to one of your previous shows, and so thank you for letting me come and hang out in the realm of 14.
Right. Now, what did you notice I started off last week going, fuck, right? I was trying to be like a modern hip-hop video, right? To get the
getting all gangster, you know, Bob. Getting all gangster.
Yeah, man. Gangster Bob. This guy on the beach gave me 53 hip-hop songs. Now, when I started quoting Lil Water and Lil Walter, Lil Boise, and Yo Gotti, he was shocked that I even knew those guys. And he said, well, there's a special place which has all the latest. So he gave me 53 songs. Well, I listened to the first 26, and basically he was just going, fuck this, fuck bitch, fuck, bitch, fuck, you know, that's all it is. I haven't listened to the second 26, and so I'm avoiding him because I have to comment on them, but I haven't listened to him yet. But it's just going to be more fuck this, fuck that. So I wanted you to hear how I started last week. Well, I even outdid myself this week, man. I took on all the youth mafias. It's incredible. So you'll look forward to hearing that. But we're here now. Did you hear much of what we were just saying?
I was just trying to eavesdrop, so do talk amongst yourselves and let me. We were talking about the Android.
Did you hear
that
only 2 minutes? Or did you hear 10 minutes or 2 minutes?
Well, I got two.
Okay, 2 minutes. All right. So back to, okay, with that
yeah.
proviso, what, Leon, was your next statement or Kate's statement? Somebody was saying something.
Could you repeat that? They asked you to repeat it.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, what was the idea?
The little Android meme, you're reacting to something that has nothing to do with
it. Whether it affects the autonomic system, right?
Yeah.
Right, Leon?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
You do have a non-physical, you do have a being, and it's being affected all the time anyways because you're eternal. But if we drop down to the mortar, just the interaction with social mortar, so the Android meme is not talking to you directly. Actually, that's the fact. But most people think it is talking to them, and they even feel more empowered by it because they can talk back. They got their Facebook, they got their commentary, they can do digital comment and do anything, phone in, email in. So the Android meme seduces everybody by making everybody think that it's listening. And I say it's not listening. It's only talking among its constituent digital parts, which were the former analog media, speech to the bulldozer to the satellite, all shrunk, wholly opacized, and then engaged in the interaction. Now, you will interact with the Android meme seduction of you. Eventually, you'll get depressed. Evan's the latest casualty. You know, she had a radio show for, I don't know, 14 years? What is it? Not
15.
Yeah.
15
years, and she's still trying to figure out what did she do? What did it lead to? Blah, blah, blah. The point is, it's just not normal. You engage in the Android meme potential of communication, and the Android meme provides all kinds of opportunities to communicate. You know, it's incredible. Evan would not have been able to do what she did in the 60s and 70s. There was not enough media environments to allow her to do that. But there was KPFK and room for her to be on there, just like I got room on CKLN. That was unique to be able to get on the media and have an audience. Not possible before the 80s.
What makes this exchange different?
Because I'm doing it. You're talking to the most knowledgeable. You'll have to listen to what I said the first 15 minutes, Evan. I declared the reasons. I answered that the first 15 minutes. Matter of fact, you've got to, definitely hear it and come back next week and give us your response. But let's see. I laid out the case why I'm where it's at. You know what I mean? And I'm 93, but I'm putting on the age of 14. Okay? I'm adopting that frequency to gather together the 14-year-olds. I declared anybody over 22 is fucked. And I had some qualifiers, and I could give you a couple headlines. And our new show is no longer What Youth. Ginny went on social media to promote What Youth and found that a surfing group in Australia had the name What Youth, right? So we couldn't use it. So we came up with this. You start off, our name on social media, our program is called WTF, capitalized, and then What Youth Crusade. So what it is, it's www.whatthefuckwhatyouthcrusade.com. That's the name of our show on Android Meme, okay, in the social media.
Okay.
Just the term social media is such bullshit, just like virtual reality was. You know, media are sociality. Speech is sociality. All media are sociality. So to call the new tech, the Web 2.0, social media is like saying oxygen, oxygen. What do you breathe? Well, we breathe oxygen, oxygen. But here's how you look at it. It's actually correct to call it social media for Bob reasons, because the Android meme is squaring and replaying the human media sociality process and redoing it for itself. So it's the Android meme pretending to be social. So it is social media, but not for the reasons everybody's saying it is. You see? You get that?
What,
Evan?
What does typing represent then? If we're only interacting with the beast that eats it and regurgitates it and talks amongst itself, when we type, when we sit there and regurgitate onto Facebook, Twitter, so we're just feeding the beast.
Yeah, typing is tactile. That is our panic, hysterical, schizoid, ecstatic, paranoid typing being suckered by something we think is there to receive our typing. But yes, typing is tactile. That's drumming. Typing is drumming.
So, okay.
So that's our basic activity. That's it. I've said for years that's what kept the economy going. The chemical body economy is kept going by typing. And people just keep typing. It's ridiculous. But you hear LaRouche, old fuddy-duddy LaRouche says, these damn thumb people, he calls them thumb people. It's like an invasion of the body snatchers. The thumb people have taken over. He thinks it's so silly. Everybody's wiggling their thumbs as if they're accomplishing something.
Well, he probably feels attacked. He's gotten so attacked by this social media and character assassinated by that, which is also interesting to see how the chemical body is then affected by who is hoiked up within, like Bill Cosby in social media, Bill Cosby in media right now. Whoever is, what does that mean then when someone is their virtual self is slayed like
Well,
that?
That's for the Android meme. The Android meme, it seduces you by saying you can now slay the icons of the analog media phase. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The last 150 years, analog media. And those are what are bashed. That's what they did in Web 1.0. People started forming fan sites and then beating the shit out of Bill Clinton or Zappa or somebody. You know, that was what the Android meme. You can now bash the major icons. But, of course, the major icons were not real anymore. It was the Android meme process itself that was hidden ground. But you see the old aspects of the Android meme limp along doing the economy of abuse value. Been that way for 20 years. We give Arthur Coker credit. He said the economy is not built on exchange value or use value, those are the old terms, or symbolic exchange value. That's like the 60s, 70s. It's based on abuse. It's just constant abuse. Or Coker used to say, we're now under the negative sign. It's a technical term, like we're under the sign of the negative, which is you're abused, you're a victim, and that started in the 80s. But now with the Web 1.0 and especially 2.0, you can abuse back. But you think you're beating something up, and the Android meme saying is laughing and not going to the bank anymore. It's just staying there saying, you guys don't know about RNA drops, you don't know about Bob and Coldplay, you don't know about Bob, because you're too busy yelling about Bill Cosby and Evan Ray and every other fucking asshole that's running around in the media. And that keeps Bob. We are here to make you not know Bob is here. Okay.
I am not fucking.
Oh, that is so true.
wait, Evan, we got Evan going. What did you say you were, Evan?
I said I am not a fucking asshole.
Oh, we all are, Evan. No, that's part of it. We're not limited to that. And there's nothing wrong with being an asshole. You ever fucking asshole? It's fun. It's good. Anal sex is good. Don't worry about that. Holy shit.
You've been proud, Bob? Are you confessing something here?
I made Evan go, holy. We actually shocked Evan. Evan, who has interviewed every shocking person possible, was fucking shocked. That's good. That's art. That's fucking art. Okay, back to normality. Well, yes, where were we at?
Oh, how everything was trying to... Go ahead. Oh, no, it's like I just wanted to add on to that. Like, I believe that it is true that it seems like the whole, like, Android meme is laughing at everyone and trying to push them away from you.
Yes, away from Carol especially. Here, Magnesium was so, you know, we had someone on Monday. She'd had a bad head accident 20, 30 years ago. Her head hurt for 20 years. She took Magnesium and the hurt went away in 20 minutes, Evan. 20 years of fucking pain went away in 20 minutes. What, Carol?
Did she pour it on her head?
Remag. The person took, you know, one of our products. But look at that. Got relief, you know, after 20 years of a bad head. You know, nothing is as good as our stuff. Now, our stuff is probably even going to be better. It's not the ultimate, but it's way better than anything else. And all the United States should know about our stuff and be on it. Right, Evan? If they were all on all this stuff, holy shit, this would be a crazy world. All these energized people.
You know what is so funny? It's like... from, you know, all the work that I've done on radio, and I go to my home, and I have, like, people in my family that maybe have some ailments, et cetera. And somehow I can see how people do not find you and Carolyn, because I could sit there and have 1 degree of separation, bring them to the website, show them everything about Remag and all the above, and somehow the pharmaceutical campaign and all of that crap has such bearing.
You know how Ion describes it? This is the word you're looking for, Evan. They are not on the frequency or vibration that we're on. They can't. It's like a dog whistle. They can't hear it. They're not on that frequency. It's a good way to, a simple way to explain it. You know, they just can't hear it.
They're numb.
So, well, I'm just thinking that. I mean, if you're talking about the Android Beam and everything, so the Android Beam then is hoiking up. If you have old media that it replays, does it replay all of the old technologies?
Old frequencies. Old frequencies.
All of the chemistry, old what? Just
frequencies.
All of the old solutions. Okay. But those frequencies then boil down into aspirin, boil down into penicillin. Or, still will go down? Yeah. Yeah, back to the
pill. And it also includes new contraptions, like whatever the newest drug is that the doctor gives to people, like Carol might know the latest names. There's part of a progression going on, an illusionary progression. Oh, yes, you were on this for the last 6 months. Of course, we got a better one here. The
right.
frequency of offering newness within the fucking stupid realm is part of that vibration, too.
What is this big data thing, then? How does the Android
Big data, you finally heard about it. That's the buzzword, you know. That's the big data is a term for the Android meme. It's interesting. Derek DeKirchhoff, who I'm having conversations about, he was telling me a lot about that book. He was impressed with the book. Now, I haven't read it in detail. I've just heard magazine articles on it. But basically, it's about the endless surveillance of people's digital life, the chip body.
Exactly.
And
right.
and it's mining of incredible data, and depending on what the company wants, they'll get a pattern out of it. And they'll say, this will help us market our shit and have people know our frequency, know our vibration. So big data is a term for pattern recognition, which is what has been the revolution since 100 years ago. The third Copernican revolution is the revolution of pattern recognition. But it's the Android meme doing it for itself, and yet the Android meme says, oh, no, you got some managers here, Kissinger, and name a couple of Hollywood producers, whoever. They are there working for you, and they found out you want to know this. And, of course, we're going to run a focus group. We're going to have you watch the movie before we market it. All the researching and hyper-surveillance and espionage and just examining the fake audience, and it's actually just the Android meme monitoring its own other parts, coming up with a big pattern and then getting investors to go for it.
What would happen if people didn't type, if people didn't use Facebook, didn't use Twitter, didn't
It
do
wouldn't
the
happen.
Inputs.
There wouldn't be big data.
If
I'm walking the beach every day, I do not, like 30 years ago, I walked the beach every day. I would not think that my walking to the beach would create wealth. But nowadays, you're walking along with your chip body, where you click, where you go, when you come here, all that shit is market, is mind, and weird patterns are happening. So the Android meme is making pattern, making sense in a way humans don't even understand. You know what I mean? And it's called big data. That's the term for pattern recognition done by the Android meme among its parts. And every little stupid thing you do, it's monitoring. Because it can organize data rapidly. Right?
So what about these? Okay, so Google shows up, Facebook shows up, et cetera. What are they to the Android meme if they can
They are the Android meme.
It?
They are the Android
so
meme
any,
phase two.
So anybody can be Android meme then. If somebody comes up with an app that people interact with, all of a sudden they become it, or they become a tentacle of it.
Right. And let's say they make $1 billion. They've got to fucking give away half of it for taxes. And then they got to deal with the fucking harassment by reporters about who are you. You know, this is what we're seriously avoiding and managing this. And JW used to talk about it. It happened to him decades ago. But you get $1 billion, you have a new set of problems. You never escape problems or contrast. You got a different kind of bunch of problems, you know? So you make an app. It is totally naive to think that that's going to release you somehow by being a billionaire. It'll give you some new novelty for a while.
Oh, no, I was talking more the idea of the appendages to the Android meme, because since I've been talking to you since, you know, the 90s, and about its growth, and I think there was some bodies you didn't know about when I first met you. You had the four bodies, the mystery body, and so I'm thinking before Facebook, as all of, you know, these appendages started to snap on, I was just not necessarily what people get from creating an app, but that the Android meme is able to update itself because people are creating other ways to feed it through Snapchat, through Instagram, through Facebook, through Twitter. There's you know new stuff coming up. So just the relationship of the chemical body and its imagination coming up with other ways to feed this beast. I just think that's interesting.
Right. The beast relies on, Coker has a term. We're just some kind of robotic interface. I mean, we're being consumed by the Android meme all the time, and it's more real than you are, unless you understand this process and get your RNA drops and that. But before that, whatever you contribute, like from Steven Spielberg to the guy who made the electric car, the Tesla car, is it called? Take anybody who makes something. You are processed by the Android meme, and you made it. You offered something, and it's a success. But in the end, it goes into the void of the Android meme. At least from your perspective, it's a void. It is not a void. I don't know what it is, but it's alive and responding to us. So it's always sucking out. It's like Ion. He comes in, and he just looks at your mind and sucks out data about you and throws it back at you, you know. So it's like Zappa's metaphor back in 1970, the industrial vacuum cleaner. Vacuum cleaner is a good data. Apparatus. So the Android meme vacuums the latest app inventors, and the human thinks, oh, I got attention, I'm this and I'm that. They've got to deal with the fact they're nothing, and they will be shown they're nothing pretty quickly at some point.
Environments. They create little environments within an already existing environment.
Yeah, nano. They're doing big environments and little tiny homeopathic environments, millions of environments. And I mean, there's Time magazine listed the 30 top internet people or YouTube people or something. I never heard of any of them, but they're huge. You know, they got millions of followers. Poopy Die was one of them. PewDiePie? What the hell is somebody? Jermaine or somebody knew what PewDiePie is. Sarah? Yeah, Noah loves Cutie Pie or PewDiePie. It was a fucking stupid fucking thing. I looked at it. Oh my God. Fuck. But the young kids, they don't know. We don't know what their fucking minds are. You know, we don't know what this mutation did. They have weird taste preferences. You know what I mean? Way different from any of us older people. But but they're just processed. I mean, Ion calls news like Wolf Blitzer. That's an Android processor. That's what he is. News people are Android processors. Ellen's an Android processor. That's all she is.
Sure.
So, so that can lead to a huge meaninglessness for people. If they don't get the main thing, as Ian McLuhan used to say, is growing up, is actually getting to a point of understanding what the hell is happening to you. That's your main job. Yes. If not, you will end up fucked in many ways and end up with a population that Carol has to deal with, which is more sicker than ever was ever before. No health is happening. You know, it's not working. But people are having a great time while they get chewed up. For a while, they're having a great time. They love the Super Bowls. They love the whatever they're doing, the local bars. They like listening to Eben Ray. They loved Eben Ray's show. That was great. You know, they like Bob. They like Bob's show. They like Ion. And then they're throwing up a garbage heap, you know, just spewed out.
You know what, Bob, about the youth that's really incredible to me is how they so abuse their physical bodies so young. There's no there's just something about being one of these extreme sports types, you know, seeing these videos of these kids taking and bashing their heads through tables, jumping off the roofs and stuff like that. It's really incredible. I don't know if it's this idea.
I can explain that.
Trying to be a fame star.
No, it's a simplified body process. Back in the 70s, Marshall explained the sticking of needles in your cheek by punk rockers as the first sign that the discarnate, electrified body, the disembodied environment that people were becoming, was starting to get so involving that the chemical body was becoming a nuisance. So the kids, they always pick up the latest frequency, so they started fucking kicking the shit out of it, abusing it, you know, the Sid Vicious syndrome,
yeah.
Sticking pins in it because it was so irrelevant, they were trying to chop it off, or they thought it was numb and tried to wake it up. So that numbing process and overcoming it has gotten more and more extreme as we got into the five bodies the last 30 years. So you get the jackass phenomenon in the 90s. Those guys are incredible, right?
Those
and it's always
incredible,
like incredible. Taking this fucking stupid appendage I got here. It's a fucking nuisance. If I didn't have to feed it or do anything with it, I could just stay in a ganglia state and process the chip body, right? In a virtual
right.
matrix tube. I think that's the best way to understand the increasing numbness and abuse of the chemical body, including medicine. They don't know or understand how medicine got so drug-oriented, unless you believe a conspiracy and Hitler's still alive and the lone nut theory, and he made everybody fucking take drugs, right? Because he ran the IG Farb. But this more productive way is to look at the drug doctors were obsolete, so they just dumped drugs into the obsolete chemical body. You know, they just abused it and claimed it was health.
But you know, in talking about Sid Vicious, all that, you know, cheek puncturing, et cetera, why isn't that just a recovery of the native? Because there are
oh, it is.
People...
It is a retrieval of scarification. It is a retrieval. It's a
yeah.
tattooing. Look at the fucking tattoo shit.
Yeah.
You know, my parents would have... My mother, oh, back in fucking Paris, was shocked in the 60s when people started wearing sneakers. Sneakers are for the gymnasium. You do not wear fucking sneakers outside of the gymnasium. That was too much for her. She fucking killed her pretty quickly, you know, like society had gone bonkers.
Oh, no.
Wearing sneakers outside of the gymnasium. You know, that sneaker, that
yeah.
Nike comes along and turns into an archetypal art form, right? And
yeah.
It was beyond, I don't know what she would have, lucky she killed herself, you know, so that she didn't have to put up with the shock of the sneakers, not only were they wearing them, they were making huge billions from it. And then wearing baseball caps backwards, holy fuck, man. Everybody's trying to be a catcher. Let me tell you about... This is before the two-way internet. So in the last huge Leviathan 80s where the media was just bombing. Everybody was like receiving things, so everybody became a catcher. That's why they started wearing their fucking hats backwards, because you were being forced by the early phases of the one-way Android meme to receive all this information overload. You were, baseball, throw another ball. The balls were just being thrown at you, so you became a catcher, right? That's why everybody started wearing the baseball hat backwards. They knew that they were being forced to catch information.
Okay. Well, all right.
No, that's a brilliant pattern. May not mean anything today,
yeah.
but it was
yeah.
a good one back then. Right? Why do people start, you're even the president, you know, Reagan would be caught with a baseball cap on backwards. Why? You know, the kids pick up on it first.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes yeah. a communication of, I am being windstormed by data, and I'm forced to catch whatever I can catch. So you're in the catcher's position.
That means then that the more sensitive type of individuals then are on the fringe, because it's always those that are bucking. You're talking about punk. You're talking about like the little gangsters on the street that are always wearing their pants low, that are doing their hair different, that are getting the tattoos, that are wearing their hats different. Then that would kind of symbolize that it's the fringes that.
No, it's not. It's fringe chemical body. The chemical body is a fringe phenomenon. And the kids are forced to pick up a new vibration. Like, if you listen to the Whales, What Whales Think recording that we did with Ion, they have a new song each year to respond to the kids, right, Carol?
Yeah.
The kids born each year emanate some vibration, so the whales make up a new song to communicate to the whales, to the young whales.
Tremendous explanation. Yeah, I was just saying that even of the younger generation, there are some that stay preppy, there are some that stay in the middle of the road, and then there are the others that push fashion, that push body tattooing, et cetera. There's always a gradation. So I was
yeah, there's always a chemical body variations of programming from their neighborhood. You know, there's that aspect. It's almost like they think they live in the neighborhood. So they respond to the neighborhood. They don't know they're discarnate. And so then the neighborhood dynamic becomes shapes their clothing preferences, and that's
so
them having a fake identity.
So is the rebellion, is picking up on these new energies, society, the old society always sees it as rebellion.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, it's always looked that way, but it's just a new frequency.
Well, it's new centrifugal or centripetal. Hey, Carol, look up centripetal, or I'll do it. One is decentralizing and one is centralizing. I sometimes forget.
Okay.
I think centripetal is going towards the center. Let's see. Yes, as far as it makes the body moving toward the center. So the decentralizing forces are centrifugal. And the forces to come together to some uniform monolithic unity is centripetal. So you have the centripetal and centrifugal going on all the time before the Android meme and then especially in the Android meme. So the young kids, they're marginal, doubly marginal because they're in marginal flesh, chemical body, and then they're marginalized within the chemical body perceived realm. And so they tend to go centripetal. I mean, some go centripetal and some go centrifugal, depending on their astrological sign, personality type, and maybe some other factors. Because, you know, some people are individualistic. They're contrarians. They're a punk. As soon as everybody else in the classroom becomes punk, they go fucking yuppie or preppy, right?
Yeah.
They must be different. And the right wing, this is the quadrophenia. They go right wing, the left wing, and center anarchist, and no wing. You know what I mean? The shifting is going on based on you know, many factors in one chemical body brain or emotional setup. So that's how that's – then marketing tries to target that, all the different postures.
Yeah. You know,
were you once a rebel? did you see the – I did the lyrics. What was that song? Frack. What was that? I read the lyrics. Frack. Remember I played at Leon Frack on Saturday. Frack. What was their Frack?
On Saturday?
Yeah. What was the name of that song?
I have no idea, but I know what you're talking about.
No, I can look it up. I got it right here on my list. I want to read. This is a guy. We couldn't tell whether he was describing his own past quadrophenia or just what was going on among his friends. So I can go down to the list, just find the title. Fracking was asthma. Oh, yeah. He's making fun of a kid who's got asthma. It's called asthma. And, you know, he's mocking this stupid kid who has all these excuses for being an idiot. But he has great lyrics of inventorying what many people are, what they've done. So I'll just bring up the song, Asthma. Fuck it, it didn't, Asthma lyrics. Is that it? See, if you do type one damn fucking word wrong, the wrong thing comes up. Frack, asthma lyrics. Okay, I did that right. What, now, why comes up asthma freak lyrics? How do I make, how do I make it stick with frack? Maybe I just put in frack.
Yeah.
I just put asthma lyrics. Sorry, this is taking, what do we got, 10 minutes?
Yeah, because it seemed like it was an independent track.
What?
It sounded like it was an independent track. It wasn't like a highly
lyric. Independent track?
Yeah, like it wasn't like a big studio track, so it got a heavy play on the internet. But it was good that you found that track, or someone gave it to you.
Well, look at my history. I did have it. Do I show all history? Show all history. Asthma lyrics. If I scroll back down. Yeah.
Hey, Bob. So while you're doing that, I want to ask also something about youth. I think it's very interesting, the cadence and inflection of speech of youth. And there's this kind of, it's this snooty, assumptive way that I think the youth talk that has to do with the idea of knowing it all, even though they're so new to the planet. And and there's something about, and I'm, you know, and I'm sure it's fine, but I think it's interesting if in relation to the Android meme, if it really is something that's more sucking away from the four bodies and five bodies, that there is so much identity placed upon that giving some kind of currency to the youth. To the youth mind. I mean, they just because you're able to Google it, I think it brings a certain amount of I don't know, just the way that.
No, I can explain it. I know what you're talking about. I did a new video with Roxana about the unconscious, and I said there's no unconscious in the digital world. It's all collective consciousness, and you just expressed at the practical level, anybody can Google anything. So the kids with their chip body know everything, but they don't know how to relate to context. They don't know, if you come up with a certain angle, they don't know how, a good example I always cite. An Eskimo sees 50 kinds of snow, you only see snow, right? So a young person comes into the world, they pretty quickly know that they know everything and can know everything, so that's general snow. But they're no good at the nuances of particular topics within the subtle chip body snow. They can't see the 50 kinds of snow. So basically, so when Kate meets some of these people who sound cool on the chip body, they have nothing to say because they do not know how to modulate their little mouth, their chemical body mouth and eyeball, and perceive particulars. That's why they're dull.
Right, and so then, because it's very easy to stay in your own echo chamber with your own Facebook friends all talking about the old same thing.
Your little
thing,
matrix tube.
Right, it doesn't really lend towards, and I think, you know, it doesn't lend towards that broadening because it's so easy to get cliquish and to disrupt your own sense of discomfort for not knowing or for not being as if or not, you know, having these particular apps or whatever in the hell is, you know, important at that time. And I think it, like, can feed into a certain, it's like a crisis could happen so early in life when by approaching things that you think you know because there's a crisis then when you don't know.
Yeah, let me just... let me just play the beginning of this song, and then I'll try to find the lyrics. This is, he begins with, you know, I've got asthma. It's funny. How do I bring, I just got it right here. So I can play it. Here I'm going to play it. Okay.
We're ready for business.
I've been running this shit, I got asthma. I've been running this shit, I got asthma. I've been running this shit, I got... Bitch, I'm ego tripping, screaming I exist in an empty kitchen. It echoes off the dishes, the receptacles and fridge till it boomerangs back like your boy is living. It's that Hungarian Spanish guy who chops more beats than vegetarian samurais. Social construct like I got buried on Valentine's. Married to paradigms and Harry carried a paradigm. Stereotype, bury you in your Cheerio. Serial killer, kill him, it's ooh, kill him, it's terrio. Aerial on your burial, Halle Berry, a parry you. Perrier in a glass and a derriere by the stereo. I'm your favorite rapper's ghostwriter's ghostwriter. Ghost ride the whip till it's on fire, no higher. If you knew how fast my brain worked, you could see electrons get it on and DNA twerk. So smooth I can moonwalk in tube socks. So smooth I be Snoop Dogg and foosball. No kumbaya out the boombox. I'm Mugatu mixed with Tupac. I'm the new Tom Cruise with a flu shot. I'm in Moulin Rouge with a coupon. If you knew what I had stashed in a shoebox, made 22 bucks, baby sitting, bitch, I'm too high. I've been running this shit, I got asthma. I've been running this shit, I got asthma. I've been running this shit, I got asthma. I got asthma. I be running this shit. I got asthma. Man, you son of a bitch. I got asthma. I got asthma. Breaking Bad like I'm Officer Schrader's doppelganger. More shook than a Harlem Shaker dancing a Macarena. Mama say my Mumaku saw you in constant danger. You wanna play in my octagon, I'm the boss and strangler. Keep it twisted like Shyamalan in a bonded layer of DNA, put the baklava in a walk.
All right.
Okay.
My comment
fucking
right
asshole.
That is, dude, it
you,
says,
you know
I got
the
asthma,
song?
Then he coughs. No, I'm just saying, he coughs. People with asthma wheeze. They wheeze. They don't cough. That's lame.
this guy doesn't even know what asthma is, even though he makes millions thinking about it. That's
I
what
got
case closed there. They know nothing about the snow. Yeah, like, it's incredible. I can't fucking find the goddamn fucking lyrics. It used to be up there, way last week. It's funny how you can't find them. So what's wrong with, what happened to Frack? Wait, somebody banned their lyrics or something? But the I went to their website, but there's too many pop-ups. I can't get through the bullshit. To even you got to become a member or something, you know, to even talk to them. Anyways, how could we? I can't even. How do you go to your history? You go show all history. Then you go down there and you go back a few days and can you find anything? Never fucking got anything when I wanted. Get everything else except
for
that.
Android snatched it, said Bob wants.
Yeah, they fucking fuck with me. The Android, Bob's trying to use us. Well, you're not going to get anywhere. Frustrating his asshole. So I do not use the Android meme as little as possible because they wait for me. Because if I start using them, they got me, right? They got me by the balls, man. They try to learn.
Balls.
What?
I said they'd never
you
have
say?
You by the balls. I said
no,
they
don't.
Never have you by the balls. Never.
Yeah, usually the angels help me. Frack, Jesus, Frack Free Listening, videos.
Hey, Evan, where do we go?
Yeah, okay, I think Carolyn got it. Oh, maybe you have to say, I've got asthma. Well, where's the lyrics, Carolyn? Where, the,
I don't know.
There's got to...
I don't know.
Well, is there more? Where's you
go
got?
Down.
It's huge.
Use the down button, Bob. There you go. Attaboy.
No, that's all there is. That's not. That ain't it.
Get
but
down.
See if you can find it though. Carolyn's pretty good. The Andromeda likes Carolyn. They'll help her all the time. She doesn't even have to look. It just shows up. You know, doesn't even have to type. But see, maybe she could find Frack. FRAK, Carolyn. And put in asthma. That's the song, isn't it? Asthma? Okay, if I say I'm sorry that we waste the last bit doing this, but it is
but
worth
Bob,
it.
You know what? You could probably sing it right now. All you have to do is say, I got asthma, and then just saying, fuck a lot.
No, they don't. They describe, you know, when I did Grimola, when I did this, all the different phases of consumption. So it's FRAK, Carolyn. I've got asthma, doesn't work.
What's this one?
This is it. She's got it. Okay, now I'm just going to get down to the bottom. I'm going to go right to the last part. I don't know how you found that, Carolyn. But she does. She proved my point. She always gets it.
Huge.
Very. Okay, so he's saying, your voice, okay, you're a private school whitey. You're columbizing the culture. Your voice cracked, and I'm smoking your ass. Why don't you get the fuck back to poetry class? Bitch, you haven't learned a skill since the seventh grade. Freestyling? You're really going to put that on your resume? Your mom called it. You're going to be a bargain-shopping, narcissistic, starving artist, I think it is. You know more about rappers than you know about politics. Forget what Obama did, but Kanye just dropped a vid. They're starving in Tibet, launching rockets in Gaza Strip, but you're too worried about your YouTube commenting. You take bitch hits when you blaze the Buddha. You're 20 years old and ride a Razor scooter. You Snapchat, you just mentioned that, Snapchatting too much, Evan. You Snapchat too much, you backtrack too much, you take middle-of-the-day cat naps too much. Hey, nice tank bro with your terrible gym etiquette. What the fuck? It's not over yet, is it? Anyways, you get the point. I will do this. stay on the line. We'll continue. news for ourselves after.
Listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.